Talk to Deb shortly. In the meantime, look, this is going to sound a little on the nerdy side, but when I was about 14 or 15, I made a discovery, which in fact was probably part of the reason I do what I do now, because I discovered the collection of old newspapers at the State Library of South Australia. I can still vividly remember the first time I jumped on the bus. I was living in Beulah Park at the time, must have been about 14 or 15. I jumped on the bus, went to the State Library and just rifled through these old papers for hours, and since then, if I come across an old paper, it is one of my favourite things to do. If you rip up some lino or something like that, and if there's an old newspaper underneath there, well, that's pretty well the end of me for the next hour or so, because I just think it's a great snapshot into our past, and it's also a reminder that anything that's published in the paper is there forever, even if it's inaccurate. Well, this is a project that the State Library now has up and running, and I don't think there'll be any difficulty finding volunteers for it, because what volunteers will be asked to do is go through their collection of newspaper articles from the First World War. Andrew Piper is the manager of online projects at the State Library of South Australia. Hello, Andrew Piper.
Hello, how are you?
Well, that's a very long intro, I'm sorry, but it's just one of those things with me. I can't help myself. If I find an old paper, I've just got to devour it. It's just such a good thing to do, isn't it?
It's a very intoxicating thing to be doing when you start looking at old newspapers and you get sucked right into the story. You go straight to that moment that they're reporting about. And it takes you straight there, and it's hard to stop sometimes.
Look, even the classifieds and the ads of the era and things like that, I just find absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, well, it's all about, it lets us know, because they've been preserved and we now have them online, that not just us, through the National Library's website called Trove, you get to, it's one way of having some time travel and experiencing life, as it were, through the eyes of those who lived it at the time. And whilst it may be newspapers, all the ads are sort of telling you something, the prices are telling you something, just the way it's written, you just get a whole sense of what was going on at the time.
So this project now is, you're calling on volunteers to actually go through what you have from the First World War and do what, to correct or to isolate things, or to do what?
Well, what we're doing is we've got a campaign that we're running this year, or throughout the duration of the commemoration of World War One, and we've called it Centenary of Anzac. And if you follow the links on our homepage, it'll take you through to all the relevant spots. But what we're doing with this one is to say, there's some articles that we'd like corrected. And during the First World War, many papers, but the one we're focusing on at this point is the Chronicle, and it had a column called Heroes of the Empire, where people put up personal notices related to people who were serving. So some of it are obituaries and some of it's just notices about people. And that ran through the course of the war. And what we're asking people to do is to correct the text of those articles. When they were first scanned, they're done automatically, and the Trove website allows you to look at the article itself as the picture of the paper or the article, and then there's a transcribed section, which is just kind of free text. And when that's created, it's not always accurate, so words get jumbled around, letters get jumbled around, and that's due to the quality of the original papers or the size of the text. So what we're asking people to do is to correct that information. And through our website, we're leading people to particular articles that we'd like corrected, because ultimately, if we correct the text, they're more discoverable. We can use the articles in other websites that we're going to be creating throughout the next 4 years.
So people who are asked to do this, will they do so at the library or in their own home?
No, they can do that from home. Well, the program we are setting up for this is called Cooee South Australia. It's based on an old World War One enlistment poster for South Australia, which is just called Cooee, calling all South Australians. And if they follow the links, you can just do this from home. All you need is the internet. You don't need to sign up to anything, and our links will direct you straight through to the articles that we'd like corrected.
And how do you coordinate this? Because how do you stop four people working on the same article?
Well, that's a good question, but the mechanism itself, Trove, will allow for that to happen. We're hoping that we do have that luxury, that lots of people will be jumping on it and doing it. But we've got quite a range of articles, and anyone can correct anyone else's text. So that's part of what you call crowdsourcing and getting the expertise of the masses to correct everything. Because maybe some of the pieces of articles are actually hard to read, and someone has a different set of eyes to make it easier to read.
I wonder if there's the potential here for some Chinese whispers, where one person makes a correction and then somebody corrects the correction, and the original correction wasn't quite what the original meaning was, and it starts to get, you know, it starts to snowball to eventually mean something completely different to what the original article said.
Well, I guess there's the potential for that, but what we find is that people who do this thing like this sort of thing, and there's a very active group of text correctors who will make sure that.
So you are encouraging the pedants.
Yes, exactly. Perfect for the pedants.
Perfect for the pedants. So we're talking grammar and spelling as well, are we?
Yes, because when the paper scans, the words, if it's not a very clear print, they can get jumbled up and you get all sorts of characters that may appear. And when you see it, it's very obvious what words need correcting. I mean, theoretically, you could write something new, but then someone else will come back and write over the top of that again.
Oh, I see.
And so all we're looking for is an exact match of the original article. And the display itself on the computer screen will allow you to see both elements at once.
It sounds like quite a laborious task, to be honest.
Well, the Heroes of the Empire articles are quite small. With Trove, which is where the newspapers are held, which is a website created by the National Library, which all national and state libraries contribute newspaper content to this. And when you get on there, you'll see there's a text correctors hall of fame. Now, some people just love this stuff. Go on and on. And these are people who are working as well, so I don't know when they sleep.
Wow. That is
it's
amazing.
It's a very addictive process when you start looking at articles and you think, oh, I'll fix that, and then you just keep going and going and going.
And so, then you just can't escape.
No, that's right. It's exactly... it's the thing that we want to do is engage more people as volunteers, because it's our way of contributing back, and we know that people want to contribute to the state's heritage, and this is one way of making some of it more accessible. So we've got some articles about the personal notices, and over the next 4 years we'll be releasing different articles. So we're just focusing on 1915 for the moment, but we've also got a few other articles about the sort of declaration of war or the internment camps at Torrens Island. And interestingly, the first Anzac Day, which was in Adelaide in October 1915.
Andrew Piper, Manager of Online Projects at the State Library of South Australia. Just quickly, before you go, we better just remind the pedants how they go about doing this. What's the logistics? If you want to get involved in this, what do you need to do?
All you need to do is go to the State Library's homepage, State Library of South Australia's homepage, and follow the links for Centenary of Anzac.
And
take you right through.
Beautiful. Andrew, thank you. All the best.
Pleasure.
We'll stay in touch. I'd love to know how that goes. Andrew Piper, as I say, he's the Manager of Online Projects at the State Library of South Australia.